right, we on episode 15 of On the Porch. I'm here with my co-host Vail.
Hey.
And I'm also here with
two special guests. Yes. Please introduce ourselves.
One is Nancy, the other one is what's her name?
Jim Alexi.
Well,
we call her Jamie. Y'all can still introduce yourselves.
Nah, we're not restarting.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Well, I'm Jim Alexi, but they call me Jamie.
And I'm Nancy.
All right. Can y'all please tell people listening what y'all do?
Yeah. So for yearbook, we basically
They do yearbook.
No.
They do yearbook. Go ahead. Keep explaining.
They're the ops, bro.
Nah, they're not ops. I'm a cool yearbook.
Oh. So yeah, they're allies.
Allies.
Somebody getting too cocky.
Yeah. To see people wonder why, you know, Vail, why you always treat Jamie like this? This is wild, bro.
Nah.
Anyway, go ahead. Keep explaining what y'all do.
All right, so we basically build the yearbook that you guys buy at the end of the school year. But, like, it takes a lot of work. People say it doesn't take a lot of work, but it really does.
Mm, talk about it. I didn't say that. Hey. What did I say this?
You always hating on yearbook.
I'm not hating. I'm just like, $50 is kind of crazy. I see these people every day.
It's $55. And it goes up by the end of the school year.
That doesn't make it any better.
Like some
but
for
there's
free.
Memories on there. So yeah. I feel like it's worth it.
You're going to go back and you'll be like, dang.
Yeah, like
this I don't want to.
Dang, I really hated these people. Yeah, that's going to be me.
You're going to go back and you'll be like, dang,
there could be pictures of you with like friends, and that's like good memories.
I see this man every day. This is the only friend I got here.
What if y'all.
That's sad.
Really
move on. So you saying you ain't friends with Devin?
That's not what
I'm friends with JP or Marion or Kenny. Kenny's right in there. You're not friends with Kenny?
Why are you yelling, bro? Like I was saying, my main friends, you know, me. See, if you act like we don't do stuff out of school, like play basketball and stuff. Exactly. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, we do hang out. So I forgot about that.
Exactly.
He be beating you in basketball.
No.
No, we kind of even. We kind of even right now.
Oh, y'all, you heard him? You got the headphones in. I know you heard him. Yeah. They when he. I forgot how the saying goes. One in the ear, one out the other. All right, so what's the process for yearbook? I know y'all are usually in lunch getting people. So how is that?
First of all, we start off by picking the colors and building the templates, which we're still in the process of for this year. And then for this year, we started off with like staff members, basically going to lunches and interviewing people and like getting the mods for us while we're building the templates. As of right now.
Yeah, okay, so one thing she forgot to mention was fonts. Like, when you guys say we're picking the colors, you guys think it's like, oh my gosh, you just get random colors. It's not. We took like 8 weeks trying to pick out colors because they have to have meanings to it.
Colors alone?
Yeah, colors. So like, what's the different, can you explain like the different meanings behind them or anything, or is it just, you can tell? Okay, go ahead.
So like, when you think of red, it's usually like a bold color. So that's the meaning behind red. If you think of like white, it's like calming or something, or like light blue, that's like a calming color.
Okay.
So like everything has to have its meaning in order for it to qualify.
It also goes back to the theme. We try to tie the colors and the fonts back to our theme, so like it all corresponds together and at the end of the year.
That's low-key nice. That's low-key nice. So y'all have to get dang near everybody, basketball, football, and
every group,
all sports,
literally.
All groups. Yes. Yeah. Everything.
And this year we're also involving a supplement. So like The couple of past years, we haven't gotten, like, the spring sports. But this year, we're adding the spring sports, and we're adding prom.
So, it'll be more worth it.
Yeah, if you think about it. It's going to be a lot. I see why you're charging $50 now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that sounds cool, T.
I still think 55 is too much. I
55 is a lot.
Well, it was cheaper at the beginning of the year. It was, like, around 45.
Why didn't y'all tell us?
We did tell y'all. We promoted it a lot, actually.
Where y'all reported at? Y'all ain't promoted it on 1.1 WED, and y'all ain't promoted there.
No, we promoted it now, though.
In orientation.
Yeah, now. Now, when it's $55.
Yeah. But prices will rise at the end of the year, so it's better getting it now if you're planning on.
Okay.
I feel like you should.
So, for the people listening, where can you get these yearbooks?
You can get them at yearbookcenter.com and use code 8852.
See? So, y'all listening? 8852. 8852, y'all listening?
Yep.
Get them yearbooks. All right. So, yearbook, is that tied into journalism? I think you said you took that class, did you?
Yeah. Yearbook is tied into journalism, and it's also tied into newspaper.
Okay, please explain the differences and similarities.
All right, so newspaper is a lot of text and a lot of wording. Yearbook is more of the pictures and the memories that you have.
Newspaper doesn't include as much pictures. It's more like a newspaper, more wording.
Mm-hmm.
Then yearbook includes more like photography, more pictures.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought they just did everything in the same class.
No.
Because I remember, I seen the, what's it called? There was a yearbook in here somewhere.
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. So, like, what y'all got in there so far? Like, how many sports clubs, like, what y'all going on?
Okay. At 100%. How what's the percent y'all at right now?
Yeah, like how many hours have y'all logged in?
20.
Oh, we have a lot of hours. Newspaper, for their production, they stay after school and they don't leave until like 11 o'clock.
Because their deadlines are like 11? Really firm.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. People think it's like, oh my God, you're just writing a story down, but you're really not.
It takes a lot of editing as well. So everything has to be like as perfect as it can be.
Me, 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that illegal to stay here that late?
That's child labor.
You committed to that, like when you
that's
like
illegal.
Like if when you're going into yearbook or newspaper, you gotta come committed.
Yeah,
nah,
it's not easy work.
I'm a very committed person.
Nah,
but I'm not that committed. I'll be here till like 2:20.
Man, nah, facts. I draw the line at 2. That's it. I only come back because I do sports and broadcasting. That's it, though.
Yeah, 11 is crazy. This better not be a bad yearbook.
No, that's for newspaper.
Talking about newspaper.
Oh, that's
yearbook. We stay around like 7 or 8.
Still bad.
Yeah,
y'all working a job
for newspaper 11. Y'all getting paid for that?
No. It also like
it pays off at the end when you get to look at your yearbook.
And it's also a grade.
Man, I don't care. Oh yeah, it is your grade. But we're talking about dollars, man. Ain't no memories paying off, bro.
If we don't stay after the hours that are required, she will take off points or like
yeah.
Well, so they probably get like
grade. That is child labor, man.
You get like better perks for like after high school though.
Yeah, it's the resume. It's really good.
Yeah.
You got that bill?
I mean, I come back for the football games because I do the broadcast. I'm in the booth. That's me. But I'm there for
you in the booth?
Yes.
I'll be on the field.
Yeah, now you're on the
field.
We're
not the same.
Yeah, my job is harder than yours. But like I was saying before I really interrupted, yeah, it's just I'm there till like 10, but that's more of a school event and not, you know, work. Y'all do work. Y'all work. It's kind of different. It's kind of weird how it's playing it. Mine's a job. They work. Like
it's
y'all
not working.
Y'all
like
factory workers. I'm like having fun with my work.
Factory workers. We've having fun too.
Yeah.
Like if we don't have that much work to do and we don't have a production to stay after for, then we just go to the games, take pictures, and as soon as you got your pictures, you can just stay there and watch the games.
It's kind of what we do.
Hey, when I'm at the game, I take pictures all the time. I'm never stopping.
You're lying.
That's not lying.
I
stop when I leave.
Bro, we was at the soccer game and you took
quite a bit
of pictures. You took quite a bit of pictures.
A lot. Like
but at the end of the game, we started watching the game. That was a good game.
I had to.
Yeah.
I couldn't just say
they were taking breaks, guys.
It was,
I follow them and they were taking breaks.
Who's not taking breaks?
You was taking breaks.
They have 40-minute quarters, bro.
I had to take a break to watch it.
It was when it's a good game like that, you just gotta watch. Yeah.
Bill was taking breaks and posting on his story.
Why she snitching on me, bro? She's snitching on me. I'm not. No, he was on the job.
He was just there.
Yeah, I'm God. I'm just a bystander. Why? She always trying to throw me under the bus, bro. I'm slander Jim Alexi now.
To be fair, Vail.
What?
To be fair, he just said it.
If you follow Vail's Instagram, there is reasons why we bash him.
There is no reasons why y'all bash me.
I be under bashing you. I should be doing like a lot more.
Nah, you tagged me in a post that had a banana car in it, and you said this is
that
Vail.
Was like a month ago.
Still, you can't forget it.
Oh, news! You called me. I can't say that. Never mind.
No, I didn't.
I can't say it. Anyways.
All I did was say you carry on the stereotype of black men
you
in
said
our society.
I committed, you said that, and I committed like very heinous crimes.
You're a criminal.
I'm not a criminal.
If you know, you know. But anyway,
they don't know.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
So when we get our yearbooks?
At the end of the school year, you come and pick it up when we, like,
during distribution.
Dang, y'all don't ship it out to us?
Yeah, that's kind of 55 bucks for no shipping?
Nah, facts.
55 bucks is low-key kind of cheap.
That
it is.
It was just last month, man.
That is cheap. For like at the end of the year, it'd be like a lot more. Like last year was like a lot more, I think.
Yeah,
last year
like every year is a bunch of money. I'm like,
last year was 85 at the
very last.
And people still pay that, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I might buy one right now. I don't know.
So, like, if y'all not trying to pay $85, and y'all trying to pay $55 pre-order right now.
It's going to be worth it this year than any other year.
Yeah, this year
so
we're
like,
involved. We're it's getting gonna be new way things. Better. We're getting more coverage, more papers.
We'll
feel. And we have
a supplement. You'll see prom pictures, spring sports.
I ain't even going to prom.
I think it's
going to
Why aren't you?
I'm lying. All right, what was your fancy teeth?
If you don't want to buy one this year, you got to get, like, one next year for sure.
What do I?
I mean, like.
Do I have to?
I mean, it's your senior year.
Why would you not
I
get
feel like
you should be doing
should.
Everything your senior year, bro. Look at me.
What have you done?
A lot. More than I've done last year.
Because we got you out. You was a homebody. It wasn't
until... What are you talking about? It wasn't until the
whole... Bro, we had to force this man to come to homecoming. We was like, Teef.
This is Kev.
He's lying.
This is
Kev.
Did I not force you to come to homecoming?
I forced you to go to homecoming. Nah, you was not going to go. You was...
You were lying.
Why are you lying? To go to
homecoming. Lying. Two liars in the room. Nancy, stay you. You cool. Nancy, Bill, you a cool dude. I mean, you a cool girl. Hashtag boss girl.
Y'all liars. When did you ask me to go to homecoming?
The whole group chat was like, Teef, we all going to homecoming. Come to homecoming.
I got a whole girl. I have to go to homecoming.
You ain't have to go. We forced you out.
Technically, I don't have to. But you're supposed to.
And then you, Jim and Lacey, you wasn't even
going
to go.
Nah, I said I was going.
Who did we say you was going
to
go?
Who do we have to force out? Nah, no. Every time.
Not Jordan.
It wasn't Jordan.
I told y'all.
I was trying people. I was like, hey, y'all going? They're like, no. I'm like, bro, go.
Yeah, in fact, just go.
Go, bro.
Homecoming was amazing, though.
Bill, you struggler.
Nah, my mic ain't coming down.
See, that's another reason. There's going to be homecoming pictures and...
See, y'all ain't say
so
that.
So maybe you can see yourself.
I got every homecoming picture I need, so...
Nah, y'all got the homecoming pictures they took of y'all.
Look at this random person I never met before.
Look at these people. Like, bro, what? What did y'all say these pictures? I was looking at everybody. Y'all wasn't on the duty. Yeah. Who took these pictures? I was looking around, bro. Leo, Benson.
Yeah, we got Leo, Jason. We got Leo, Benson, and Jason.
They was all taking pictures. I don't know who was working for
what? Pictures for what?
Us. For homecoming. Yeah, pictures of us. You see, they Jamie, you see my pictures.
Randomly take pictures.
Oh, just randomly?
Their pictures be good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you need to
Well, we have more.
I mean, mine be good, too.
I don't know. They got like 500. They got like five. Shameless.
Well, we have a lot of them.
We have like three people taking pictures, and the max they got was like 1,000 or something.
So there's a
That's
lot.
That's it?
Each.
That's it? Dang.
Okay.
So there's gonna be some exclusive.
It's gonna be two pictures of us in there.
They're gonna be
They say each out of 3,000 gonna be two of us.
Speaking of this picture, bro. I'm a photographer. I'm like top three in the game right now. So yeah, shameless plug. We plug in Teef page right now. I don't even know your page. Just that photography. on Instagram. Y'all better follow up, bro. Because 24 followers is not enough. I'm too good for
you
this.
You just started the page.
Yeah, today.
You good. I'll follow right now.
Oh, my God. Y'all did not know. Keep writing it down. No.
I need y'all, too. We got to support each other. We the allies.
I got y'all.
Take down TV.
Oh, my God. Why you say that?
I'm leaving that in there, too. They don't know we got beef with them. They like, what would we do?
There's going to be that one TV person listening to this. I'm like, what? I'm sort of war.
There followed.
Speaking of, let's get into that. I want a war with TV.
Huh?
I want to have like a contest or something.
We do need a contest. I feel like all the things that like we, all the groups, all the like, how do I say this? All the
media people,
all the clubs, the clubs need like to have like a little contest of like yearbook, TV, radio, you know.
What type of contest? Like
it could be sports, just like games.
Oh, anything. We definitely need
y'all. That would be cool.
In sports, y'all.
We got Devin.
We do have football players in here.
Basketball players.
We got Devin.
I'm
Ryan.
We got football players.
We got
track.
Daniel.
We got softball. We got baseball.
He a track player.
He got cheer.
Amarion run track. We got Rello in first,
Cameron.
Second period.
We have soccer.
We have volleyball.
Cameron Harris.
And I can play soccer. No.
We got Caleb.
We got a little bit of everything in yearbook.
We got Vail.
We got better.
We got
Vail.
Y'all got
Vail.
Yeah,
we got
Vail. Y'all
done lost.
Call him to Corey.
Corey.
We call him back up. Yeah, I think that would be fun, though.
You going to request a trade for Corey?
Hey. We traded.
We'll give off two bags of hot Funyuns for Corey Duncan.
Not fat. We already got him, bro. Corey's on our team.
Oh, that's nice.
True.
So, but yeah, it's going to be, bro, we need to, I'm going to bring this up to the chief director. Be like, hey, let's get this. Let's get this cracking.
And plus, both sides would get, like, publicity from it.
You know, exactly. It'll get people to join. Is Zach, okay. Bro? See, look at Bill. That's why I'm the group leader, bro.
I just said that. What are you talking about?
I proposed the idea.
Bill trying to take credit for something that's not his.
I literally said we needed to do an activity.
Yeah, colonizer.
What does that mean?
Look at this dude.
We're not gonna get into that.
You don't know what it means. You just made up a word.
That's a word.
What it means, then, Teef?
I'm not finna explain.
Why not?
Because it's a dark subject. Anyways.
Yeah. I make ideas. People steal off
you
me.
You just stole my. You ain't steal my.
I'm a pioneer
idea.
Of the game.
You just stole my idea.
When I steal your idea,
I said we should do a contest with each other. And you was like, all you did was add on to it.
We'll go back during the editing, and you'll full figure this out. Because I don't know.
How long does it take to edit?
Not a, it depends on the episode.
Yeah, it depends on
if
the
if it's like, it depends on how like it came out too. Like if it was like no pauses, no cuss words, no none of that, no mess
you
ups.
You ruined it.
It'll be yeah way easier.
You know, ruined it.
Levels are okay. Yeah, it's just it's really just adding on the intro bed.
I only take like 2 seconds.
It down. Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna cut off the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beginning, all the
he's cutting out this.
Yeah.
He
gonna cut out. It's easy to cut. The
it's
hard
very
part
easy
is
to
the
cut.
Levels.
Why are you hating
it's
Jim Alexi?
Like 20 seconds of us talking.
So all the listeners, Jim Alexi is 4'8". She is not very tall.
4'9".
That doesn't help your case at all.
Right. Still in the fours.
Yeah, you're still in the fours.
It's all right. It's
she's a builder bear, bro.
Are you making fun of people's heights, bro?
Yes, I am.
We don't discriminate.
I discriminate.
Wow, bro, we're losing followers.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
People already hate me enough. Man, Teeth.
Well,
all right, y'all. This is it on the porch. You know, thank you, Nancy, for coming down here. I really appreciate you. Thank you, Teeth.
Radio and 4.
Radio and 4. Thanks, Jim Alexi.
Radio and 4.
We out.